AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Kempton, the first National Hunt fixture from Kempton Park this season. It's William Hill Jumps Sunday. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, thanks, Mark. Good.
Good, man. An interesting day at Kempton today. Quite a good day to look forward to, isn't it, for a Sunday?
Yeah, there's a couple of all right races. Obviously, everyone will be looking forward to seeing the new one. He's obviously the star attraction.
Yeah, interesting to see him make his reappearance later on. That's in the 4:25. We'll move on to that in due course. But starting in the first race, which is the 2:15, we start here with the William Hill in the App Store Juvenile Hurdle. It's a Class 3 event over 2 miles, and not much form to go on. Not much hurdling form to go on anyway. Only Ravenous has had a go over the obstacles so far. But some interesting newcomers, and the betting looks like this: Stars Over the Sea is 11-8. It's 15-8 for All Set to Go. 6-1 for Gladstone. Princess Ombu is 12-16. For Ravenous, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. The likes of Stars Over the Sea and All Set to Go, and Gladstone as well, AP. Interesting newcomers to the game. What are your thoughts on the 2:15?
Yeah, I mean, they're all very highly rated flat horses. I mean, All Set to Go is 102, Stars Over the Sea is 96, and then obviously Gladstone had won in France and Maison Lafitte. So it's not going to be, you're purely going on flat form, and not all these horses will take to jumping as well as some of the others. They'll all be pretty well schooled and all that. I wouldn't have a clue. It's a guessing game. I would go just slightly for Stars Over the Sea, in that he, obviously came from Mark Johnson's. He'll be very professional, I would think, in everything he does, and I would just go for him. But, any of them could win, really. All Set to Go. Or Gladstone, really, but I'll just go for a Stars Over the Sea.
Okay, Stars Over the Sea is quite solid at the top of the betting as well, at 11-8, whereas All Set to Go on the slide slightly this morning, 13-8 out to 15-8, so that might be a bit of a clue there. The 2:45 is race 2 on the card, and this is the William Hill in the App Store Novices Limited Handicap Chase. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 0 to 120. It's over 2 miles, and it's 4-1 co-favourites of 3 this morning. Morning Reggie, Ghost of a Smile, and Don't Take Me Alive are all 4-1. It's 9-2 for Owen Neveu. Money for Benefique Royale, who's 8-1 into 5s. There's also money for Fond Memory, who's 11s into 8s. And then 16-1 for Ladies Dancing. So the betting is all over the place a little bit this morning, and we can't really establish a clear favourite, AP. So it's quite a tricky race. Who do you like in the 2:45?
Yeah, it is a tricky race because none of them are in overly good form. That's why you could make cases for pretty much all of them. The likes of Ghost of a Smile was second at Market Raisin last time back in May, but a long time ago. On the View of Fergal O'Brien's, a little bit disappointing last time, I thought, when it ran at Newton Abbott. Morning Reggie, Oliver Sherwood's horses have been in good form, the ones that have ran. I would probably just go for him. I think he's the one that's probably open to the most improvement, having won at Chepstow back in here, but he fell next time at Toaster. The likes of Fond Memory and Benefic Royale are horses that have chances too. But I think I'll just go for Morning Reggie. I think he's the one that's open to the most improvement.
Okay, Morning Reggie for AP then in the 2:45. The 3:20 is race 3 on the car. This is the William Hill On Your Mobile Novices Hurdle, which is a listed event over 2 miles. And Parlour Games heads the betting this morning at 9-4. It's 100-30 for Zulu Oscar. Blue Heron is 9-2. 5-1 for Chase the Wind. 11-2 for Shawness. And Countersign is the 25-1 outsider. Parlour Games is a horse you know plenty about, AP. You've ridden him to victory on both of his hurdling wins. The Yard won this last year as well with Sea Lord. And it looks like there could still be more to come from Parlour Games. Do you see it that way yourself?
Yeah, I think he'll be hard to beat. He won't mind the ground. He's obviously had his four runs. His last run was in the Galway Hurdle, which will have been a good experience for him. It'll be a much easier contest than he's running in today. He's got a rating of 140, which is a pretty high pretty high rating. Hard to get away from him. Part of the games, I think he'd be hard to beat. You know, the only other possibility might be Zulu Oscar, who hasn't ran over hurdles, won a couple of bumpers, has got some good form. But I think the ones that have ran over hurdles, I think I couldn't see them beating him. So, power of games, and maybe if there was a danger, it would be Zulu Oscar.
Okay. On to the 350 next race, four on the card. This is the William Hill Bet on the Move Handicap Chase, which is a Class 4 handicap chase for four-year-olds and older, rated 0 to 115. And Fix It Right heads the betting at 100 to 30 and has been backed from 11 to 2 this morning. Regal Presence, another one to attract the money, 11 to 2 into 9 to 2. Prince Des Marais is going the other way, 3 to 1 out to 5s. 11 to 2 for Woodja. Rio Milan is 8s. It's 9 to 1 for Whistling Senator and 11s or bigger for the others. Quite a move this morning on Fix It Right, AP. Can you see where the money's coming from?
He ran okay in his only chase start at Taunton. He was third. Hind covers close. But beaten out of sight, you know. So you'd be hoping that he'd want to perform a lot better here, you know. So I mean, you're taking it a little bit on trust, you know, I think. But it's a very open race again. You know, maybe Regal's presence might have been one for me. I think he's you know, he's definitely a horse that is capable of a lot better than his last two runs. He was disappointing on his last two goals at Exeter and at Wincanton. But before that, he ran a good race at Exeter before, with behind Caulfield's Venture. That was a pretty good run. Rio Milan is a horse that's not without a chance either. And Yearwood of Nigel Twiston Davis is sort of in good enough form, but he's been a bit out of form as well. He's pulled up and fallen his last couple of runs. And I think again, if I was probably just siding one, I'll side with the top one, Regal Presence.
Okay, Regal Presence then in the 350. The 425 is the fifth race on the card. This is the WilliamHill.com hurdle, a listed race over 2 miles, and the reappearance of the new one, who heads the betting at 2 to 9 this morning. Forgotten Voice, the only other one in single figures, 9 to 2. It's then 28 to 1 for Hint of Mint. Australia Day is 33s with Kilcooley and Starluck, and Loyort is the 50 to 1 outsider here. The new one is he won this race last year. His form is far superior to the rest of them here. AP, can you see past the market leader?
No, he's going, you know, and he's already had a canter around at Chaps, so the freshness off, and not in the new one. At 2 to 9 is a very good price, I think. The rest of them are, you know, obviously Forgotten Voices, the benefit having been fit from the flat, which would have stood him in good stead. But no, it's all about the new one, and he's canter around, you know. So I think 2 to 9 is a very good price, to be honest.
Okay. 2 to 9, a good price. Obviously, we'll price up this without the new one later on the pro race card that we do. We can do betting without the favourite. Would Forgotten Voice be the one to follow him home, do you think?
Yeah, I think he's miles clear of the rest of them. I think he's miles clear of the rest of them. And after that, then, obviously, like the Hint of a Mint is one that's improving. Australia Day is what he is, but he likes to go a gallop and make the run. Kill Cooley's improved, I suppose, and done okay as well. And Starluck is getting on a little bit in years. Was a good horse in his day, but Forgotten Voice is definitely the one. I think the new one, you know, is a very good price to win. And I think if you're looking at a betting without the favourite, I think Forgotten Voice is a very good price without the rest of them, I'd say, you know.
Okay, good stuff. The 5 o'clock is the penultimate race at Kempton this afternoon. It's the William Hill exclusive mobile offers handicap chase for 4-year-olds and older, rated 0 to 135. It's over 2 miles, and we have 7 to 2 joint favourites this morning. Kitty Again and The Last Night are both 7 to 2. It's 9 to 2 for Violet's Boy. Chestnut Ben and Ulysse Devassi are both 9 to 2, and then 10 to 1 for Sands Cove. Question marks about a few of these, AP. I thought this was quite tricky this morning. So what are your thoughts in the 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it is quite tricky. Kit Again, I know that he's ran well at Kempton in the past. I think Legend or one of those might have beat him sort of late on last year. I think he's not without a chance. The Last Night obviously has form wouldn't really inspire that much. He's fallen a couple of times and obviously won at Kempton back in April, which was probably okay for him. Beat another one of today's runners, Sands Cove. That's not too bad. Odavasi has been running okay, and obviously ran back in September, so he'll be fitting up. Violet's boy has been consistent enough, and Chestnut Ben won well enough last time when he won at Huntingdon. Very, very tricky contest as well. So it's a very tough one to call. If I was just picking one, I'd probably just go Kit again.
Okay, Kit again in the 5 o'clock. Then the final race at Kempton this afternoon is the 5:30. We finish here with the William Hill National Hunt Novices Hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. My Wigwam or Yours is the market leader this morning at 6-4. It's 2-1 for T for two, 6-1 for On De Run. Set list is 8s, it's 10s for Run On Sterling, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. My Wigwam or Yours, Zippy, is a horse you've ridden in the past. He was an easy winner at Newbury a couple of starts ago as well, and ran with credit in a decent novices event last time we saw him back in April. He's down in class here. Is he the one that sets the standard?
Yeah, probably the horse that I ran, I'd say he is. His win at Newbury was okay. I don't think it was anything outstanding. But got a high enough rating of 135. So he probably does set the standard. There's obviously a few others, the likes of Run On Sterling. Run On Sterling won at Toaster back in May. But again, I think probably has to improve. Had won a bumper before that. And of the other horses that haven't ran, I thought that T for Two had very good bumper form. Second to a good horse in Newbury. And after that went and won at Exeter. So, I like T for Two. I think he's horse that it could be pretty decent. And if I was picking one out in this race, obviously now we will, my yours will be a well-fancied favourite, but I would go for T for Two to upset the favourite.
Okay, T for Two then to take the lucky last. Good stuff. Thank you very much, JP. Good luck with those picks and enjoy the action at Kempton this afternoon.
Thank you. Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.